Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Himself had the four leaders in the Oval Office
for the first time
five, 6 days ago.
Months in.
Because this was the first time that the president needed to engage with the leaders on a funding matter, and we'd been keeping the lights on and keeping everything going pretty well until then. But Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries in that meeting showed no willingness to come along and do the right thing to keep the government open. The president and everyone is open to negotiating all these issues. That's our process. We work in a deliberative public body. You got 435 members in the House and 100 in the Senate. There's a lot of opinions that you cover every day, right? You got to get those people working together to build consensus on these big issues because we have small margins of majorities in both chambers.
There you have the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, talking about the government shutdown impasse. This, I think, why they call it, you know, proverbially to say it's going to take an act of Congress. Apparently, it's not that easy to do. And the government remains shut down. What does that mean for the American economy? We welcome Steve Moore onto the show, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, Trump economic advisor and author of the book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity. Again, Steve Moore, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Annie. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. Are you being affected by the government shutdown? How are you handling these few days so far where the government has been closed?
Well, you know, we had something in our hotline this morning that basically it was based on a Scott Rasmussen poll that showed only 6% of Americans are affected in any kind of major way by the shutdown. But those are probably the people who live in the swamp and can't go into their job. Listen, the stakes are high here. I don't like shutdowns. I think they're kind of stupid. But I also think that when you've got running a $2 trillion annual deficit, as the federal government is, when you're at a $37 trillion national debt and you're that underwater, you have to cut expenditures. And Republicans have proposed about a 2% cut in spending over the next 10 years, $1.5 trillion out of $80 trillion. And the Democrats are saying, hell no, we're not going to, you know, agree to a budget unless you get rid of those savings. And so they just want business as usual, and I don't think the American people want that.
Yeah, I don't think you elect Trump to a second term after everything that we've gone through as a country.
Exactly.
For business as usual. I hear some people economically saying that the shutdown might turn into a unlikely opportunity for the administration to make some cuts, to reassess what gets funded and what doesn't. Are you looking into this stuff yourself and looking for the administration to make some moves?
Well, I've heard that, too. I've talked a little bit with my friend Russell Vaught, who runs the Office of Management and Budget, and he thinks that he has the authority now to really not only – because I want people to understand that, you know, you've got tens and tens of thousands of federal employees who are being paid for not working now. You know, they still get their paychecks, even though they don't have to go into do any work. Boy, that's a sweet deal. I'd love that. So I think the point that he's making is if these are employees that are so non-essential, why do we need them at all? Let's just get rid of them. I mean, a business, if it was losing money, would try to trim costs, and this would be a good way to do it. And by the way, I was very heartened. I don't know if you saw the report that came out this morning that DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, that was Elon Musk headed up, is now over $200 billion in savings. So that's a good number.
Yeah, I absolutely. The work there seemed like Elon Musk and the excitement that was going into DOGE initially, it was definitely, there's a ton of energy there. And then Elon Musk seemed to get into the business of bureaucratic government and overspending and become a little disenchanted by how difficult it is to cut spending. I mean, Steve Moore, how do you cut spending from a government that spends this much money?
Well, Henny, I was just smiling when you said, you know, he became disenchanted with how hard it is to cut spending. You know, I've been trying to do this for 40 years, so I'm all disenchanted myself. I mean, when I first came to Washington, we had a $1 trillion budget. Now it's $7 trillion and just climbing every year. It's hard. You know, they don't call it the swamp for nothing. The swamp creatures fight back. And look, we tried to cut, you know, corrupt foreign aid programs, the programs then that don't help anybody. And the left went crazy about that. We tried to make sure that there was not fraud in the Medicaid program that the own auditor say is $150 billion a year. And the left went crazy about that. We said that if you're going to get welfare benefits, at least you have to be looking for a job or in a job. No, we couldn't do that. I mean, they just defend the status quo, and I'm sorry, the status quo is untenable, it's dangerous, and it puts us on a path to bankruptcy.
Right. As you said, we're not in it for business as usual. How long do you feel, Steve Moore, that the Trump economic plan, as it is being implemented, and I know that a big part of his plan is tariffs, that's not necessarily part of your plan, but how long does it really take for experts like you and you know, everyday folks here in the middle of the country like me to see if the Trump plan is really working?
Well, it is working. I mean, you know, look, we've got the average family income is up $1,100 after inflation just in the first 6 months of the Trump administration. We have a record high stock market. We've got, you know, gas prices. What do you pay in there and in that area where you are?
In Missouri, downtown St. Louis, about $2.94. So it's under $3.
Yeah. So when's the last time we had $3 or less gallon? You know, it was up to $5 a gallon under Biden. So I think that the signs are very positive right now, and I'm super bullish on 2026. So, you know, like, he's cutting waste. He's reducing the deficit. He's getting better trade deals. We're producing more energy than ever any time before. I think it's an A+.
Steve Moore, are you a Cubs fan? Do I recall you being a Cubs fan? Is that correct?
Yeah, I am. And I guess we lost the first game of the playoffs to the Brewers. You know, we're going to try to fight back. But, I grew up in Wrigley Field.
Well, we, you know, we're Cardinals fans here. We're not even going to talk about
that.
The
only thing I don't like about you, Annie, I like everything else about you.
Well, our team.
You know, I went to the University of Illinois, and, you know, there were a lot of Cardinal fans there. And we used to say Cardinal fans would rather see the Cubs lose than the Cardinals win.
Well, I was going to tell you, I think I'm actually cheering for the Cubs this season. I'm cheering for the Cubs for Charlie Kirk. I just got a dirty, really nasty, dirty look from my associate producer who's in the studio for Charlie Kirk. But I'm also cheering for the state of Illinois, because Illinois is getting, we're on the national stage for all the wrong reasons. But of course, that midterm election is next year. I'm wondering if you think that the fiscal problems that the city of Chicago, Cook County, and the state of Illinois have been facing, and watching these foolish leaders that have been elected by a majority of Democrats, of course, I'm wondering if you think that Illinois has a shot at some common sense in 2026.
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, one of the things that concerns me is we're seeing socialists take over major U.S. cities. And we got a big election coming up in New York. As you know, Mondami has basically said we need more socialism in this country. We essentially elected a socialist mayor of Chicago, Brennan Johnson. And we're seeing the effects of that every day. So many of these cities, Minneapolis is looking at electing a socialist, so they can be more like Venezuela. Sure, that'll work. And so I am worried about our great cities. But on the other hand, you know, you have, I've been following what's happening in San Francisco, which, you know, it went down the tubes during COVID, and they, you know, that people were pooping in the streets, and the homeless people everywhere, and crime, and just everything, you know, graffiti everywhere. That it was like the radicals had taken over the city. And now they've elected a kind of pro-business Democrat mayor who's cleaning up the city.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question is yes, leadership matters. I saw it every day when, remember, this was maybe before your time, but 20 years ago, when Rudy Giuliani became mayor of New York, everybody said New York is not fixable, and he fixed it. You know, he got rid of the crime, he got rid of the graffiti, he got rid of the gangs, he fixed the schools, he lowered the taxes. It's not complicated. This is easy. I mean, you can do it in 5 minutes if you have the right leadership and you have the willpower and the voters behind you. The problem is New York is going to go in the wrong direction, and New York is going to lose Wall Street. Wall Street is going to pull out of New York if Mondani wins that election.
Does that just happen? I've heard people talk about it going to Texas, possibly.
Yeah,
but you're saying that's a realistic, outcome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, already, you know, Dallas has more financial services workers than New York does.
Wow.
And so, you know, think about what that would do to Manhattan. This has been the financial capital of the world, and yet they have the highest taxes on financial capital. So it will move out. And, you know, by the way, that's already happening. And the next financial capital of the world will either be Miami or Dallas.
Man, that is a domino effect that will just be, that'll be so bad for New York City.
Yeah. Well, people should go to, you know, our website that we just put up about a month ago called votewithyourfeet.net. And you can just click on any two states and you can see where people are moving to or from. Even if you, let's say, click on Illinois and then Arkansas. I mean, remember, Arkansas used to be one of the poorest states. People used to laugh at people from Arkansas. More people are moving from Illinois to Arkansas than Arkansas to Illinois.
Governor Sanders, she knows what she's doing, that's for sure.
Yeah, she's done a great job. I mean, again, leadership matters. So, yes, I think sometimes what happens is you have to hit rock bottom before people go, maybe we need to change.
Well, we need experts like you to continue to weigh us, weigh in on it and point us in the right direction, and you always do that. Thank you for the time today, Steve. I can't even say, go Cubs, go. I don't even know. Like, it makes my tummy hurt, but we are not in the fight, so we'll see how it goes.
Just don't wear Cubs blue on those St. Louis streets. I don't think that's going to work.
No.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you again. Man, are you okay, Ethan? You going to stay for the rest of the show?
I almost walked out during that segment.
Yeah,
just want you to know that.
The nastiest look you've ever given me, the great judgment that just happened there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me how after 2013, fans were really all over the Boston Red Sox because of the marathon bombing that just happened. And I would imagine that's probably how people were after 9/11 as well with the two New York teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't go as far as saying that I am on the Cubs bandwagon. But I get that sense of rallying behind a team that represents, you know, something bigger than
sports. What was the name? Do you remember? Was it Shaw was the name of the player for the Cubs who missed
Matt
a game?
Matt Shaw,
at the end of the season to go to that memorial service for Charlie Kirk because he was invited by Charlie Kirk's family to attend. And he got crap in the media, and he's like, I really don't care. I was asked to be there, and I wanted to be there, and I was there.
Some things are just bigger than sports.
Yeah, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheering for the Cubs?
Well,
I can't even say it with my full volume.
I wouldn't go that
voice.
Far. That is not bigger than
I don't
sports.
Know. I've been thinking about it, and I'm not going to watch it. It's not like I'm going to participate.
But well, they got some work to do. They're getting beat up by the Brew Crew. They've gotten destroyed twice, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, at least they're in the fight.
I guess so. Cardinals are not.
Between the Brewers and the Cubs, are you cheering for the Brewers?
10 out of 10 times.
Okay. All right.
It's not even close.
Quick break. The Chicago Police Department superintendent is holding a presser, and we're going to cue into that and see what they have to say for themselves in the wake of all of the news taking place this weekend. That was Steve Moore you were listening to. If you missed any of that and you want to hear it, check it on the Andy Fry Show podcast. We're going to take a quick break. Go vote in the poll. Have you been affected by the government shutdown? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.